We called an audible here. We changed things at the line of scrimmage, decided, you know what? We're going to call in reinforcements. We're going to get Jamison Olive on the line right now. He's coming to us live from the draft party in Fort Lauderdale. And Jamison, the first thing I want to ask you is something that Randy was just talking about. We've seen a lot of movement among defensemen, a lot of defensemen in high demand in the National Hockey League. We've seen a lot of defensemen go off the board early in this draft tonight. Is this just a sense you get across the National Hockey League? Teams know that to have success, to contend for Stanley Cups, you got to build it from the back end forward. Is that something we're seeing a lot of showing through over the course of the last couple of days, whether it's through transactions or whether it's through the start of this draft tonight?
It sure seems like that, and I think you hit the nail on the head right there, saying teams, you got to build from the back end out. Of course, you got to have a great goaltender, and you got to have a great defensive core, and obviously you can get pieces here and there. It takes an army to build a really good defensive core, but it seems like every team right now is still trying to – teams that don't necessarily have that number one guy like the Blackhawks are trying to find that number one guy. Looking specifically at Chicago, obviously, Duncan Keith no longer there. Obviously, he was getting up there in age. The void was there. They needed a new number one. They needed a new guy to build around in the back end, and they think that's Seth Jones. That's why they give a king's ransom to get him. So they're not the only ones doing it. Every team out there is really trying to, you know, shore up their back end this offseason. But, of course, the Panthers already blessed in that area with Aaron Ekblad, Gustav Forsling, Mackenzie Weegar, Radko Gudas. The list goes on. And, of course, a really good 1-2 punch in net as well.
Jamison, we all experienced the expansion draft, the Seattle Kraken. We're officially welcome to the National Hockey League. The expansion draft was a couple of nights ago. There's been a lot of conversation and social media. Twitter is burning everybody's phone up. What were your thoughts on the selections by the Seattle Kraken leading up to the entry draft here tonight?
It's one of those things where it's probably still too soon to judge. Initial reaction was, for me personally, a lot of head-scratching, looking at a lot of the guys they left out there. You know, personally, if I was a GM, I'd say I'd love to have that guy on my team or have that guy as an asset to flip. We'll see what happens when free agency opens up. They have about, I think last I read, $26 million or so in cap space. Does that mean they're going to be in a position to maybe take on bad contracts, pick up assets, or go fishing out there and try to get one of the big names out there on the free agent market? So until we, you know, see the Kraken on opening night, I really don't know what that roster is going to look like. But face value initially, it seemed like they left some good players out there that they could have taken. So maybe there's some side deals, maybe there's some relationship building, but initially definitely not how I would have done it.
I think after it was all said and done and they were done with their selections, the Seattle Kraken, I really thought, my first thought was, you know what? They're saving a little bit in the bank, and they're going to make a splash in free agency. We'll have to wait and see if that happens. That's going to start next week. My question to you is, the Panthers and the NHL released the 82-game schedule. Your thoughts on some of the high-profile games that the Panthers will be especially hosting in the first month, month and a half, and the overall schedule, what are your thoughts?
It's a tough schedule to start, kind of like it was this last year. I think we'll really kind of know what kind of team the Panthers have after the first month, and obviously we expect a lot of good things, so I think that'll be a great test out of the gate, get everyone's blood pumping, especially, you know, that home opener, that opening night game there against the Pittsburgh Penguins, Sidney Crosby and the gang coming to town. As far as a hockey fan goes down here in South Florida, I don't think it gets much better than Barkov versus Crosby for the first game of the season, so that's going to be great, and I'm really interested to see, you know, and let's not forget, we're finally going back to an 82-game season here. The guys only played 56 this past season plus playoffs. You know, how is that going to be, you know, as far as an adjustment period, you know, getting your conditioning back up to where it needs to play 82, and at the same time, out of nowhere, they only play 3 games in February because of a potential Olympic break and the All-Star break, so it's a very unusual schedule. For the third straight season here, it's going to be unusual, but it is very nice to have a full 82 again, and I'm really looking forward to Panthers Penguins to kick it off.
Jamison Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast. He's here with us right now as we break down the first round of the NHL draft, as we continue to count it down to the Panthers making their selection, which, again, I would imagine we're going to have at some point in the next 20 to 30 minutes, I would think, as the Panthers get ready to choose the 23rd player off the board. Jamison, anything that surprised you so far with how this one has gone, the draft so far in the first round?
I can't say there was, only for the reason that this was one of those drafts where you came in expecting to be surprised, because there was such short resumes for all these kids. These kids had you know, their season last year cut short at the end, and this past season most of them only played in, you know, 10, 15 games and maybe a tournament or two. So, you know, not a lot, you know, video on these guys compared to, you know, previous draft years compared to other classes. So, you know, I'm not scratching my head at any of the picks. All these guys, you know, obviously like these guys for a reason. Looking at what's left here, we got a couple picks for the Panthers on the clock. Still a ton of good names up there, so the Panthers definitely get a good player. But overall, I think, you know, especially heading into tomorrow is maybe when you're going to hear a lot more about, you know, steals and things like that with guys that were projected to go in the first falling into the second. So as fun as tonight is, I'm really looking forward to round two tomorrow.
And Jameson, my last question for you is the Florida Panthers got some great news. We heard from Bill Zito that Aaron Ekblad is right on schedule. He should be ready without any problems at all to continue to skate and be ready for training camp. That sounds to me that the Panthers are going to be pretty solid. The core of their hockey club will be back. Do you anticipate, and let's look here in the near future into next week and beyond, that Bill Zito, do you think he's going to stay pat with what he has and the success that his team enjoyed last year on the ice? Or do you think there'll be a blockbuster or maybe just a little bit of a tinkering? Now, the Panthers still have some work to do. They've got to re-sign Sam Bennett. That's priority number one. They've got a couple of unrestricted free agents got to make decisions on, and RFAs as well, like every team. But what is your prediction over the next little while as the Panthers get set to ice a team in training camp in September?
Well, you touched on it there. I think, you know, priority number one is, you know, getting those RFAs re-up. They already took care of Anthony Duclair and Gustav Forsling. You mentioned there a guy like Sam Bennett. Also a guy they probably don't bring back with how well he played down the stretch for them after they brought him over from Calgary at the trade deadline. So I think you take care of your own first, reward those guys like they have been doing. And then looking at what's coming back, you mentioned Aaron Ekblad. They didn't have him during the playoffs, so that's going to be a big piece back for them next season. And, of course, their first-round pick last year, Anton Lundell, he's signed. He's coming over. That's a guy that's going to, you know, expectations through the roof, a guy that could be a real game-changer. Just 19 years old for this team. So that's two guys coming back there, two additions, I guess you could call them. So looking at the guys they're bringing back, looking at a couple new guys coming in, there's not a ton of space to make any more additional moves. But that being said, you have to think maybe they're going to be looking at maybe one or two free agents to bring in here as well to kind of round out that whole picture.
Jameson, last thing from me here. Just set the scene for us. How have things been over there at the draft party tonight?
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, it was pouring early on, and I guess that's why it's good that we're picking late, because by around pick five, you know, it cleared up. It's great out here right now. I'm staring at the draft boat right now. It looks like a fun party. So very unique. Let's not forget, this is probably the last time, knock on wood, we're ever going to have a digital remote draft. We should be back to regular drafts starting next year. So for the Panthers to take advantage, you know, get creative with a potentially once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here, I think it was great. You know, it really showcases what's special about South Florida. You know, the atmosphere, the people, you know, the whole environment. So, you know, stick tap to the Panthers. Really good job here with this event.
Yeah, sounds like it's been a great event over there tonight. He's a busy
Doug,
man.
Doug, I got to ask you, did you open any cards yet?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. We did open some. I actually got a Radko Gudas and an Anthony Duclair in the last pack that I opened. And in my first pack, I got Sidney Crosby in that one. I didn't pull any Panthers in that pack.
So it's a good night over there as well.
Yeah, it's been,
We thank you, and we thank Upper Deck Jameson for providing these cards, these packages of cards. I got a tricky Nicky Bjugstad in a Minnesota Wild uniform, so that was great. I actually got an Anthony Duclair in an Ottawa Senators uniform.
Oh,
that's kind of interesting. Yeah, I got Nikita Kucherov, and I've got a Patrick Marleau as well, and your friend and mine, Mike Hoffman.
Yes.
Oh, Panthers left and right. Former Panthers here.
Speaking of my friend and yours, Derek Brassard, one-time Panther, also was. I got him too. So we're lots of familiar faces all over the place. Jameson Olive is a familiar face to all of us as well, and we thank him very much for taking some time out for us. You know him from the Territory Talk podcast. You know him from every second intermission on every Panthers game. You know him from FloridaPanthers.com, and you know him as just an upstanding good guy. Jameson Olive, thanks very much for stopping by the show tonight.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Jameson.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com.